To use the phrase most associated with WWF wrestler The Rock, the Railcats finally beat Sioux City last night. After six straight losses, including the last two by shutout, the Cats finally got the better of the Explorers with a shutout of their own, 3-0 in seven innings before the game was called because of rain. Daniel Minor got the win for the Cats, going the distance while giving up only three hits and striking out eight. Andy Paz had two hits while scoring a run and driving in a run for the Railcats. The Oilmen stayed red hot yesterday with a 4-run, 6-hit first inning. It was game, set, match afterwards, with NWI picking up an 8-2 win. The Oilmen now have won 8 in a row thanks to Hunter Thorne and Jake Piera, who drove in 2 runs apiece for NWI. On to basketball, and Gary Landhouse has a new girls basketball coach. Tim Mays is the new guy, replacing Thomas Smith, who resigned after a successful run with Landhouse, including 3 sectional championships in 4 years. In football, Westside also has a new head man. Colin McCullough was an assistant with the Cougars last year. He's the head guy this year, replacing Jason Johnson, who coached the Cougars for 7 seasons. Last two stories, courtesy of the Northwest Indiana Times, and for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.